Chapter 26. In the beginning of the royal rule of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, this word occurred from Jehovah, saying, This is what Jehovah has said. Stand in the courtyard of the house of Jehovah, and you must speak concerning all the cities of Judah that are coming in to bow down at the house of Jehovah, all the words that I will command you to speak to them. Do not take away a word. Perhaps they will listen and return, each one from his bad way, and I shall have to feel regret for the calamity that I am thinking to execute upon them, because of the badness of their dealings. And you must say to them, This is what Jehovah has said. If you will not listen to me by walking in my law that I have put before you, by listening to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I am sending to you, even rising up early and sending them, whom you have not listened to, I will in turn make this house like that in Shiloh, and this city I shall make a malediction to all the nations of the earth. And the priests and the prophets and all the people began to hear Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. So it came about that when Jeremiah had completed speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, You will positively die. Why is it that you have prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, Like that in Shiloh is how this house will become, and this very city will be devastated so as to be without an inhabitant? And all the people kept congregating themselves about Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah. In time, the princes of Judah got to hear these words, and they proceeded to come up from the house of the king to the house of Jehovah, and to sit down in the entrance of the new gate of Jehovah. And the priests and the prophets began to say to the princes and to all the people, To this man the judgment of death belongs, because he has prophesied concerning this city just as you have heard with your own ears. At that Jeremiah said to all the princes and to all the people, It was Jehovah that sent me to prophesy concerning this house and concerning this city all the words that you have heard. And now make your ways and your dealings good, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will feel regret for the calamity that he has spoken against you. And as for me, here I am in your hand. Do to me according to what is good and according to what is right in your eyes. Only you should by all means know that if you are putting me to death, it is innocent blood that you are putting upon yourselves and upon this city and upon her inhabitants. For in truth, Jehovah did send me to you to speak in your ears all these words. Then the princes and all the people said to the priests and to the prophets, There is no judgment of death belonging to this man, for it was in the name of Jehovah our God that he spoke to us. Furthermore, certain ones of the older men of the land rose up and began saying to all the congregation of the people, Micah of Moresheth himself happened to be prophesying in the days of Hezekiah the king of Judah, and went on to say to all the people of Judah, This is what Jehovah of armies has said. Zion herself will be ploughed up as a mere field, and Jerusalem herself will become mere heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the house will be for high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah the king of Judah and all those of Judah by any means put him to death? Did he not fear Jehovah and proceed to soften the face of Jehovah so that Jehovah got to feeling regret for the calamity that he had spoken against them? So we are working up a great calamity against our souls. And there also happened to be a man prophesying in the name of Jehovah, Urijah, the son of Shemaiah from Kiriath-Jearim. And he kept prophesying against this city and against this land in accord with all the words of Jeremiah. And King Jehoiakim and all his mighty men and all the princes got to hear his words, and the king began seeking to put him to death. When Urijah got to hear of it, he at once became afraid and ran away and came into Egypt. But King Jehoiakim sent men to Egypt, Elnathan the son of Achbor, and other men with him to Egypt. And they proceeded to bring Urijah out from Egypt and to bring him to King Jehoiakim, who then struck him down with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graveyard of the sons of the people. Moreover, it was the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that proved to be with Jeremiah, in order not to give him into the hand of the people to have him put to death.